everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has many wonderful things to say to you, his people. He cares about us in every way, in every capacity. The Lord thinks of all things when he thinks of his people. Remember, his people is the apple of his eye. And he cares about each and every one of us. Now, the Lord can only take to heaven people who are holy, people who are washed in the blood, people that want to be washed in the blood, people that want to be saved, people that want in. And he will help you to be all that you need to be. He will help you go forward. He will help you live. He will help you understand. He didn't just die for us and leave us to be. He died for us and he put in protocols. The Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth. He gave us the fruits of the Spirit. The seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. It all works by love. Without love, it doesn't work. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And without love, it's impossible for your faith to work. And remember, faith works by love. So as we embrace the love of God and the Word of God, which is the knowledge of love. See, love has knowledge. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. And when that's in place, you become stable in your way, in the way that you do things. And you have resilience against the world system. Now, I've seen many things happen in my life. I went to church all my life. My dad was a pastor. I didn't get saved till I was grown. Even though my dad was a wonderful pastor and my mother was a wonderful pastor's wife, and I'm not just bragging on them because they're my parents. I'm witnessing what I saw. And when I was a child, I didn't know I kind of figured I was in the kingdom of God. But when I got to be a teenager, I didn't make Jesus my Lord. And when I was a child, I went to church, but I never asked the Lord to save me. I just thought I was included. But then when I got old, I said, I got to ask the Lord to save me. I wondered whether I wanted to be saved or not. The enemy came with his thoughts and tempted me. You don't want to be saved. And I said, I remember saying, I wanted to do what was right, but I wanted to know that I could do right. And I didn't have all the right motives. And there were things that I did, you know, I had to deal with. And I knew that if you follow God, it's a beautiful life. You have to stick with it. You can't just be sometimey. And I saw so many situations. But after I got saved, I was still going to the Methodist church, and it was a wonderful church. I thank God for the church. I learned some things from Pastor Rice, because my dad had preached out of town, so I had a job and I didn't continue to go out of town, so I went to church at home. Me and my sisters, we would go to Mount Moriah. It was a Methodist church in the Woodlawn area. Well, actually, the Avondale area. Reverend Rice was the pastor. So I met a lady named Mom Power, and she talked. I forgot her real name, but that's what everybody called her. She come to the grocery store. She lived in Woodlawn, and the grocery store I worked at was in Huffman. But they had those double coupons, and she'd come out there to get the bargains, and I met her, and thank God. And I saw that people could have a thriving relationship with the Lord, and I wanted that. So I went to a Pentecostal church because she was Pentecostal. Now, I went because I wanted to know God. I said, well, maybe people know God that way at the Pentecostal church because they included the book of Acts. You know, the denominational churches didn't. They skip over that book, and I wanted to know about the Holy Spirit. So I asked the Lord to a guy named Terrence Givens kept telling me I needed the Holy Spirit or I wasn't saved. You know, it was sometimes people they meant well, but our doctrines are not always like we think they are. But nevertheless, he was instrumental in getting me motivated to pursue the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, when I got saved, I happened to be in a band. We played R&B music, but I was in there. We had a guitar player that came to us, and he was from Bradford. And my family lived out that way. In fact, some of his cousins are married to some of my cousins. Nevertheless, went there, one night I took him home. And he said that, I said, "This is a guy keep telling me I need the Holy Ghost." He said, "You do." I said, "Well, I want the Holy Spirit." Because I was seeking the Lord about that. I wanted to be right with God in every way. And I was motivated to go to the Pentecostal church anyway because of Mom Powell. And I wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just like she had. He said, "You can receive the Holy Spirit tonight." I said, well, I want to. I said, "But it's late." He said, "The squad will get together and pray with you right now." And he was right. His mother, his aunt, and cousins, and they lived next door, and they had like a prayer team. They called it the squad. So nevertheless, I said, "Well, let's go." And Keelan talked kind of quick. He talked fast, you know. That's just the way he talked. I said, "Well, let's go." And he got them together. And I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in that basement. And when I told him my name, the Lord had told him I was coming. All this really happened. It's amazing what the Lord can do. And so my expectations of holiness people and Pentecostal people was high because they knew I was coming. And I received the Holy Spirit. So when I went to Pentecostal churches, I thought everybody would be like they were. And some were and some were not. Some people just got the Holy Spirit and shouted, that's all they did. And some people had a relationship, but I wanted a relationship with the Lord. Now, this is where I'm going with this. There are key people that have a heart to know God in every denomination. Because some people are devoted and some people are not. In every denomination. So I found out that there was a rift between the denominational churches and the holiness churches. The denominational pastors didn't really care for the holiness churches because they felt like they were still their members. And the Pentecostal and holiness type pastors and people, then they had a problem with the Pentecostal people because they didn't embrace the power of God and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But nevertheless, there were people in these denominations and movements of God that love God, and there were people that were not devoted to God on both sides of the fence. Now, there was a Sunday school teacher at my dad's church, and he taught us to love each other. I can still remember the day he taught this. And I had been in his class many times, but this time I can still remember what he taught that day, because he loved God. And he was married, and his wife left him because she was worldly. And I'm just a kid listening to my dad. They were talking about how he got divorced. They probably thought I wasn't paying attention, but I knew that guy. And I'll never forget he was devoted. He loved God, and my dad said, "Yeah, sometimes women just don't appreciate a man like of that caliber." And, you know, that was a conversation. He just married the wrong woman. That's all. He loved people. And a man that loves God and devoted to God, he has to find a woman that loves God just like he do. Because people take love for weakness. And proud women cannot stay married to a man that loves God that way and truly devoted. A proud woman, it'll drive her nuts. And she won't be able to appreciate him, and she'll leave. But this man continually, he worked at a grocery store, but he continually loved God. And I believe he increased. I stopped going to Utah. I don't really know what happened to him, but I can't see him failing. Not with that kind of love that he had. He had understanding. I'm sure he moved on and did better. Because people like that, they can't fail. Only people, you know, sometimes people love God and they're devoted, and they're the salt of the earth. And the enemy will soak the wrong people in their lives. That's why when you seriously love God, you have to let God guide you. Because the enemy's trying to stop you. He's afraid of people who are devoted. Now, I met people in every denomination, every Christian denomination, that are that way. And I met some scoundrels that don't love God. They're not devoted. They do whatever. And then they leave and John said it this way. They left us because they were not of us. There are people in every denomination that come and go because they are not devoted to God. They don't love him. And then there are people that love him, and they form understanding and they grow, and they're not competitive. They don't try to upstage people. They don't try to get over on people. They don't try to manipulate people. And then there are those that do. But the ones that love God, they love God in their ways, in their motives. And they have their limitations because, faith begins where the word of God is known. And I learned that from wonderful pastors. And so when people have the knowledge of God and the love of God, they grow faster and better. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. So people have faith in the areas of life that they hear God, and then wrong knowledge hinder them. But some people break through the darkness. Remember, Isaiah said that a darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Now this darkness can always be broken through, and some people break through it. Some people are in the denominational churches, and they know that there's a greater move of God somewhere. And they stay for various reasons. They love the people that they know. Their spouse may want to stay there. Their children are already planted there. So they just stay where they are. They don't go and pursue like I did. I wanted to know God, and I was determined to know him, even if I had to transplant to another church, which I did. And sometimes it's necessary to do that. I didn't want to. I love the people that I was going to church with, but I wanted to know the Lord intimately, like Mom Power and Keithan's mother and aunt. And then I met Elder Lewis, and he was a knowledgeable, he was a teaching pastor, and he was not just a shouting pastor, he was a teaching pastor, a wonderful teaching pastor. And then I met other people that were devoted. Greg Hosey was my age, and he loved to worship God. And I learned to go in God's presence through him. See, you can't, when you follow God, God will guide you to the people that's going to be a blessing to you. And I learned some things. I learned to listen. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. People that follow God are distinctive. And I learned to appreciate those who love and follow God. It doesn't matter who they are and where they came from. And there were other people there at the church that was a blessing as well. When people follow God and follow through and break through the darkness, every type of denominational Christian out there, they have to break through the darkness and stick with the Word of God, even when it's not popular. Even when the pastors say different. Even good pastors can teach wrong or believe wrong or try to stick to a narrative that don't work. Paul put it this way, we know in part. And the only way we can know in full is to continually follow God. Even if we do that at our best efforts, we're still going to know in part, but we can also accomplish a perfect work as long as we stay humble and teachable and compliant to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit guides us, the Spirit of knowledge, when the Spirit of knowledge manifests, God's giving you knowledge. If you have the love of God, the devoted love of God in you, that knowledge has something to attach to in you. When the Spirit of wisdom, when the Holy Spirit manifests as the Spirit of wisdom, He's giving you what to do for your future. As long as the devoted love of God is in you, that wisdom will attach to you, just like it did in that Sunday school when that man taught us to love. He broke it down. See, he made it okay for friends to love each other. He said, you got to love one another. And it registered. I was just a child. I never asked the Lord to save me yet. Now, I know that children's spirits are lit, but it registered with my understanding. And it got in my heart. And I can still remember that day. If I think hard enough, I can tell you what we were wearing. It was just a moment that I'll never forget. And it imprinted on my heart. But because when there's love, that word can attach. Even the fear of God. If there's no love in you, the fear when the Holy Spirit manifests as the fear of the Lord to get you to repent. If there's no love in you, if there's no devoted love in you, it will not have anything to attach to, and it won't work. The same thing with the spirit of understanding and counsel. Even the spirit of might, when you're weary and tired and you're at your last portion of strength, and then the Lord need to use you, He can give you might. If there's no dedication in you, if there's no love in you, the spirit of might won't have anything to attach to. All the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, they need your love for it to work. Each manifestation of the Holy Spirit needs you to be in love with God, devoted to God, or to have nothing to attach to. You'll give up on it. But when you have that thriving love in you and you want to make a difference, when the Holy Spirit manifests, then you're teachable. You can hear it. You can do what's necessary. You can go forward in life. When you follow Him, when you follow through, you break through and you grow from glory to glory. This is your heritage. This is something that you're fully capable of doing. When people have that kind of love, they continue to break through even under opposition, even when people don't understand them, even when people are contrary, even when people are working against them, they still are motivated to continue forward, and God blesses them continually. There are people who just love God in every denomination, and there are people who are indifferent in every denomination. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. And then there are wolves, those that are after what they can get. And they seek to make merchandise of God's people. And God will deal with them. There are tares among the wheat, sad to say, and they manifest. They are there to hinder the process. So we don't just learn and grow from glory to glory by ourselves. We have to break through all the muck and the mire, the lies and deceit that people have. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.